那么今天的讲题啊，是跟上个星期一样。
The topic for today's preaching is the same as last week's.
新生命的标志。
The mark of a new life.
啊，但是是经文日期，就是以弗所书第四章二十九节到三十二节。
But the scripture comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 to 32.
你有圣经的可以打开以弗所书第四章第二十九节到三十二节。
If you have your Bible, please open it to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29
to 32. 以弗所书第四章第二十九节。污秽的言语一句都不可出口，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的应许，等候得赎的日子来到，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤、一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
那么今天的经文第二十九节到三十二节，其实不是，从二十五节到三十二节是谈到一个信的耶稣的人的生命的改变。
From verse 25 through 32 talks about the changes of a person who has believed in Jesus Christ.
那么你看这段经文的时候，你发觉到这个改变一共有五方面。
So as you look at the scripture, you notice that there are actually total of five areas that a person will change.
那么第一方面就是讲到我们要拒绝这个谎言。要讲这个诚实话。
First of all, you will put off falsehood and speak the truth.
然后第二方面就要讲到我们要控制自己的怒气，不要含怒到日落。
Secondly, you need to control your anger and do not let the sun go down when you're angry.
然后第三就是然后不要偷，然后把有余的分给那些有需要的人。
Thirdly, do not steal, but also give extra to the poor.
那么第四点就是今天经文所讲的。
The fourth point is what we are going to talk about today.
就是讲到不要说污秽的话，要说造就人的话。
And it is do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Instead, speak about things that will be helpful for others.
然后第五就是要除去一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤和恶毒。
And fifthly, is to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, and any kind of form of malice.
那么上个星期我已经跟大家已经分享过前面的第三点。
Last week, I have shared with you the first three points.
那么今天我要跟大家来分享最后的两点。
And today, I'm going to share with you the last two.
那么第一点就是二十九节所说的。
First of all, it is mentioned in verse 29.
他到这里讲到污秽的言语一句都不可以出口，只要谁是说造就人的话，叫听见的人得到益处。
It says here, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
如果当中有些弟兄姐妹或者朋友记得我们在还没有搬到这个 ABC。就在这个 Albuquerque 圣经教会的时候
There may be some among us that remember before we moved to Albuquerque Bible Church.
我们是在这个 United Covenant United Methodist Church 聚会。
We were worshiping at the Covenant United Methodist Church.
然后当时的主日，我用了两三个月讲到这个雅各书。
And during the Sunday worship, I spent about 2 to 3 months talking about James.
那么有个主日，我是讲到关于这个人的舌头。
And the book of James, in one of the Sunday, I talk about the tongue.
那么雅各书讲到这个舌头虽然很小，但是它的力量非常非常的大。
The book of James mentioned that even though the tongue is very small, but it is very powerful.
那么雅各用了三样东西来形容这个舌头的力量。
James used 3 things to illustrate the power of the tongue.
那么第一，他用马嘴里那个角环来形容这个舌头的功能。
He used the bit that is in the horse's mouth to illustrate the power.
他说这个角环虽然很小。
He said even though the bit is very small.
啊，就是跟这个马的身体来比较的话，它是很小。
It is compared to the body of the horse, the bit is small.
但是这个角环却能控制这个马的身体。
But it can control the whole horse.
直到这个马能够顺服这个主人。
In order that the horse will listen to the person.
然后第二件东西，雅各用来形容这个舌头的功能。
The second thing James used to illustrate the power of the tongue.
是这个船那个舵。
And it is the rudder of a ship.
啊，这个舵跟这个船来相对比较的话，也是很小。
Compared to the size of the ship, the rudder is very small.
但是这个舵却能控制、掌控这个船要去的方向。
But the rudder can control the direction in which the ship goes.
然后第三样东西，雅各用来形容这个舌头的功能。
And the third thing that James used to illustrate the power of the tongue.
他说是一个小小的火。
And it is a little fire.
所以这个他讲到这个火呢。他说在雅各书三章那边讲到，他说看啊，最小的火能点着最大的树林。
And in James 3 it says that the little tongue can spark a forest fire.
他说舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身。
It says the tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts.The whole person.
他说也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱点着的。
Sets the whole course of his life on fire and is itself set on fire by hell.
他说讲到这一个小小的火，却能够点着一个很大的树林。
He says this little bit of fire can burn a great forest.
把整个树林烧掉。
It can burn down the whole forest.
啊，每一年在夏天的时候，我们都听到这个美国各地有那些树林被火烧掉。
Every summer we hear that in different parts of the United States there are forest fires.
那么这些树林被火烧掉，都是因为一点很小的一点那个火。
And this all this fire was started by a little bit of fire.
就是一个小小的火引起这个大火。
And so the little bit of fire led to a great forest fire.
在1871年10月8号一场很大的火几乎把这个芝加哥整个城市烧毁。
In October 1871, a little bit of fire almost destroyed the whole city of Chicago.
那么造成10万的人口 无家可归。
There were 100,000 people without their home.
造成300个人丧生。
There were 300 dead.
和19,200万的财务损失。
And 192 million lost in property.
那么当然，一万九千两百万的钱是很多的钱了，因为那个是好久的事情。
And of course, 192 million in 1800 is a lot of money.
那么根据历史学家他们的报告。
And according to the report of the historians,
他说这个大火的开始是从一个叫做 Mr. and Mrs.O'Leary 他的仓库里面开始的。
They said that this fire started in the barn of Mr. and Mrs. O'Leary.
那么这对夫妇他有一头牛，他把那个油灯把它弄倒。
They had a cow in the barn and he kicked the oil lamp over.
那么直到储藏室里那些草燃烧起来。
So it ignited the hay that was in the barn.
然后火就燃烧蔓延到城市去。
And so the fire started there and it then spread quickly throughout.
那么直到整个城市被烧毁了。
And the whole city was burned.
所以这个城市啊，这个大火的起源是来自一点小小的火。
So the start of this great fire was from a little bonfire.
那么雅各说我们的舌头啊，就好像这个火一样。
James said our tongue is just like this little fire.
他说它能够点燃整个树林。
It can cause, it can burn the whole forest.
它摧毁的能力非常非常的大。
Its destructive power is great.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要控制我们的舌头。
So the Bible said we need to control our tongue.
所以今天的经文讲到29节，他说污秽的言语一句都不可出口，只要谁是做造就人的话，听见啊，使到听见的人得到益处。
So in today's scripture in verse 29 it says, "Do not let unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen."
这是一个信的耶稣人当有的改变。
And this is a change that a person who has believed in Jesus Christ should have.
因为信了耶稣的人，他的心已经被改变。
Because for a believer, his heart has been changed.
所以他的言语必须也要改变。
Therefore, his speech, his language should also change.
因为马太福音十二章三十四节讲，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
Because in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, it says, For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
所以口说出来的东西是出于我们心里面的。
So what we uttered in our mouth is from our heart.
所以保罗在罗马书三章十三节那边讲到，形容一个没有信耶稣的人的言语。
And so Paul in Romans chapter 13, in Romans chapter 3 verse 13, describes a language of unbeliever.
他说他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气，满口是咒骂。
He says their throats are open graves, their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips, their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. When I was in middle school, I had a classmate. As we go to the industrial arts class,
在课堂里面，他都是满口臭话。
In the classroom, he would cuss.
每次老师听到他在讲这个臭话的时候。
And every time when the teacher heard him cuss.
他说，你回家的时候要好好的用那个扣给牙膏来洗一洗。他说。
He said, when you go home, brush your teeth well with Colgate.
当然，老师的意思是要他把他口里的那些污秽的言语除掉。
And of course, what the teacher meant is.Clean your mouth. Get rid of all those cuss words.
所以在我的成长过程当中，一直到我信耶稣的时候。
And in my grown up period until I come to meet Jesus.
那么偶尔自己的口中也有出一些污秽的言语。
Occasionally, I would cuss.
那么信主之后，我知道这些是不对的。
But after I became a believer, I know that these are not right.
因为我知道一个信耶稣的人口中不可以出这些污秽的言语。
Because I know as a believer, I should not have any unwholesome talk.
但是我面对一个很大的问题。
But I face a big problem.
所以每次我跟我的朋友在一起的时候。
Every time when I was with my friends.
他们都在讲这些污秽的言语。
They were cussing.
所以我在他们当中我感觉到很不舒服。
So I was very uncomfortable among them.
但是我也知道我是一个蒙恩得救的人。
But I know that I am one saved by grace.
我的生命已经被改变了。
My life has been changed.
所以这些污秽的言语不应当从我的口中出来。
So this unwholesome talk should not be coming out from my mouth.
有些笑话很好笑啊。
There are some very funny jokes.
特别在电视里面我们看到一些笑剧。
Especially, there are comedies on TV.
但是有一些笑剧，它内容都是一些污秽的言语。
But then some of the comedy, the material they were using were unwholesome talks.
那么这污秽这两个字的意思就是说，很肮脏的意思。
Unwholesome means it's dirty.
啊，或者在原文的翻译，他说好像腐烂一样。
And in the original language, it has the meaning of rotten.
啊，就好像这个蔬菜如果水果腐烂之后。
It's just like when a fruit or the vegetable rots.
啊，发出那种臭气。
They gave a rotten smell.
啊，所以当一个人的口里出来那些污秽的言语的话。
So as a person speak unwholesome talk.
那么他的口中就发出这种臭气。
Then he is going to have a rotten smell coming from his mouth.
所以我们华人讲，当这些人讲污秽的言语的时候，就称他们讲臭话。
And so the Oriental described them as talking about rotten speech.
啊，所以当主耶稣啊，当这个彼得第三次不认耶稣基督的时候
，When Peter denied Christ the third time.
你看圣经的话，他口中也出污秽的言语。
If you look at the scripture, he also uttered unwholesome things.
啊，马太福音26:74讲到彼得就。大咒起誓地说我不认得那个人。
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 74 says, Then he began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, I don't know the man.
那么看起来彼得当时他的生命好像还没有改变。
It looks as if Peter's life has not changed yet.
但是我们看圣经的时候后来彼得又悔改。
But if you look further on in the scripture, you can see that Peter repented.
因为圣经讲到他出去，他痛哭。
Because the Bible said that he went out and wept bitterly.
而一个相信耶稣的人，他的言语必须要改变。
So for a believer, his speech must change.
那么罗马书15:6讲到，一个信了耶稣得救的人，他一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
In Romans chapter 15, verse 6, it says, So that with one heart and mouth, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他口里出来的不是污秽的言语。
So what is uttered from his mouth is not unwholesome talk.
而是能够造就别人的话。
But it's something that will be helpful and that will build others up.
那么使到听的人能够得到益处。
So that those who heard will be benefited.
然后哥罗西书4:6讲到我们的言语应当好像盐一样能够防腐。
In Colossians chapter 4 verse 6 it says that our conversation should be seasoned with salt.
那么试想一下我们每天所讲的话。
Think about what you talk every day.
是能够造就人使到能够得到益处呢
？Is it something that will benefit those who hear?
还是能够摧毁一个人，能够使到一个人得到伤害。
Or is it something that will destroy a person or hurt a person?
所以不要小看这个我们的舌头。
So don't look down upon your little tongue.
啊，这个舌头很厉害。
The tongue is an amazing thing.
啊，它能够造就人。
It can build somebody up.
它也能够摧毁一个人。
But it can also destroy a person.
带来很大的伤害。
To cause great harm.
那么曾经有一对夫妇。
There was a couple.
那么这个对夫妇有一个孩子。
There was a child. They have a child.
啊，这个父亲对这个孩子的一个要求非常非常的高。
The father demanded high performance from this child.
啊，特别是在孩子的学业的成就。
Especially for schoolwork.
啊，他希望这个孩子能够进最好的大学。
He wanted his child to go into the best college.
啊，孩子必须在每一门课里面拿到 A。
He needs to go have straight A's.
啊 ，B 都不可以。
B is not acceptable.
如果你看在北美的一些亚洲的家庭
，If you look at some Chinese family in North America,
啊，当孩子拿到 B 的时候
，As a child bring home a B,
啊，这个是不可以接受的事情。
It is not acceptable.
那么虽然这个孩子的成绩很好
，Even though this child has great grades,
但是他所经历那种压力非常的大。
But he also suffered great pressure.
但是父亲从来没有称赞过他。
But the father never praised him.
啊，只有责备他。
Only scold him.
所以这个孩子长大的时候，他心里很不平衡。
So after this child grew up, he was imbalanced.
我总觉得父亲从来没有称赞过他。
He felt that his father has never praised him.
所以从口里出来的言语，他的力量非常的大。
So what we utter from our mouth? is powerful.
它能够摧毁一个人。
It can destroy a person.
它能够伤害到一个人。
It can hurt a person.
但是圣经讲到一个信了耶稣的人，他口里出来的言语应该是造就人。
But the Bible tells us a believer's word should be something that can build others up.
那么使到一个听的人能够得到益处。
To benefit those who listen.
不然的话，圣经讲会使到圣灵担忧。
Otherwise, the Bible says you can grieve the Holy Spirit.
你看三十节的话，他说不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得受的日子来到。
In verse 30 it says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
那么当然，使到圣灵担忧的事情，不单是从口中出来的污言。
And of course, things that grieve the Holy Spirit is not limited to our speech.
就是上个星期我讲的事情也会使到圣灵担忧。
Things that I mentioned last week will also cause grief to the Holy Spirit.
一个人如果说谎言。
If a person lie.
一个人如果不控制自己的怒气。
If a person cannot control his anger.
一个人去偷窃。
If a person steals.
这些事情都会使到圣灵担忧。
These can cause the Holy Spirit to grieve.
那么圣经讲到一个信了耶稣的人有圣灵内住他的心里面。
As a believer, we have the Holy Spirit inside us.
那么当他说谎的时候。
And as he lied.
那么当他含怒到日落的时候。
And as he holds his anger until the sun goes down.
当他偷窃的时候。
And as he steals.
当他口中出那个污秽的言语的时候。
As he speaks unwholesome talk.
他将会使到圣灵担忧。
He will grieve the Holy Spirit.
那么除了要弃戒谎言
So besides getting rid of lies,
不可含怒到日落,
You cannot be angry until the sun goes down.
不可偷窃,
Do not steal.
口中也不可出那些污秽的言语,
And you should not speak unwholesome talk.
第三十一节讲到一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒都要从我们中间除去。
In verse 31, it says, also get rid of bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, and every form of malice.
然后你看到这节经文讲到一系列那些不好的东西。
This verse talks about a whole slew of negative things.
它叫苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤和恶毒。
It says, all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, and all forms of malice.
我们想到这些东西跟26节很有密切的关系。
We see that there is a close connection between this verse and verse 26.
那么26节讲到生气切不要犯罪不可含怒到日落。
In verse 26 it says, do not be angry and do not hold your anger until the sun goes down.
这些苦毒、这些嚷闹、诽谤和恶毒跟这个怒气是有密切的关系。
All these bitterness, rage and anger has a close relationship with the anger mentioned in verse 26.
所以当一个人含怒到日落的时候。
So as a person is angry until the sun goes down.
那么当一个人不能够控制自己的怒气的时候。
As a person is unable to control his own anger.
他就会使到他苦毒、恼恨、嚷闹、诽谤和等等的东西。
It will cause him to have all kinds of bitterness, rage and anger.
以前我一个邻居他是一个中年的妇人。
I had a neighbor who was a middle-aged woman.
然后她跟隔壁的邻居左边、右边、前面都吵过架。
She has quarreled with all her neighbors, to the right, to the left, and the one in front of her.
她就是不能够跟这些邻居和好。
She just cannot get along with anybody.
在几年的时间，她已经跟他们吵过好多次架。
So in a short few years, she has quarreled, fight with them many times.
当她生气的时候，她好像一个疯了的一个女人。
When she was angry, it's like she was just totally out of control.
那么她口中充满那个诽谤的话和嚷闹，有时候甚至动手打人。
She would have all kind of rage, slander, and she would even physically hit someone.
那么我是一个小孩子，在我心目中，我觉得这个妇人她心中充满那个苦毒。
I was a little boy, so as I look at her, I felt that she is full of bitterness.
她不能够控制自己的怒气。
She cannot control her anger.
她让她的怒气存在自己的心里。
She let anger fill her heart.
成为一个苦毒的人。
And she became a bitter person.
她也不能够饶恕别人的过错。
And she cannot forgive others.
怒气如果没有处理好的话。
If we do not control our anger.
那么27节讲 我们会给魔鬼留地步。
And in verse 27 it says, we will give the devil a foothold.
那么怒气所带来那种苦毒。
The bitterness that is brought forth by anger.
那么怒气人所带来那种不能够饶恕人的那种心。
And the unforgiveness that is brought forth by anger.
会造成魔鬼攻击的对象。
Can become a foothold.For the devil.
所以当一个人不能够饶恕一个人的时候
so as a person cannot forgive another,
或者当我们不能够饶恕一个人的时候
or if we cannot forgive another,
我们要特别小心
we have to be especially careful.
因为我们将会成为魔鬼攻击的对象
because then we became the object of the devil's destruction.
我上个星期跟你们讲过保罗跟哥林多教会的关系不是很好。
Last week I mentioned that the relationship between Paul and the church in Ephesus is not that great.
Corinthians. 哥林多教会对保罗有很多误会。
There were a lot of misunderstandings between them.
甚至经常攻击保罗。
And they slander Paul often.
但是保罗讲到我愿意在神这面前我愿意赦免他们。
But Paul said, I am willing to forgive them.
因为他在哥林多后书二章第十节那边讲到。
Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, he says,
他说你们赦免谁我也赦免谁。
He said, if you forgive anyone, I also forgive him.
我若有赦免的是在基督面前为你们赦免的。
He said, and what I have forgiven in the sight of Christ.
他说免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们。
In order that Satan might not outwit us.
因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
For we are not unaware of his schemes.
所以我们知道撒旦的诡计。
So we know the devil's schemes.
撒旦的目的就是要我们存着一个不能够饶恕人的心。
His purpose is for us to be unforgiving.
那个时候他就能够摧毁我们。
And at that time, he can destroy us.
所以如果我们心中存着这个不能够饶恕人的心的话
So if we have unforgiveness in our hearts,
我们必须来到神的面前求神赦免我们。
We must come before God and ask for forgiveness.
除去我们心中的苦毒和恼恨。
And get rid of the bitterness and anger in our hearts.
因为圣经讲到如果我们不能够饶恕别人的话神也不会饶恕我们。
Because the Bible said if we do not forgive others,God will not forgive us.
所以当一个人心中存着这个恼恨这个苦毒的时候
So as we, if a person has bitterness and anger in his heart,
所以他没有办法去饶恕一个人
He cannot forgive others.
以致直到他掉进魔鬼的陷阱里面
And he would fall into Satan's trap.
受到魔鬼的捆绑
To be bound by Satan.
他不能够去饶恕别人
He will not be able to forgive.
他失去了在基督耶稣里面的自由
And so he lost the freedom that was found in Jesus Christ.
而刚才我提到那对夫妇的孩子。
Just now I mentioned the child of this couple.
因为父亲对他那种伤害。
Because of the hurt that the father brought forth to this child.
所以他没有办法去原谅他的父亲。
He cannot forgive his father.
所以他心中里面充满了苦毒和恼恨。
So his heart was full of bitterness and anger.
所以苦毒、恼恨、嚷闹、诽谤这一些东西不是一个信了耶稣的人应该有的东西。
So bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander is not something that a believer should have.
那么圣经讲到这些东西必须把它们除去。
The Bible said we must get rid of all of these.
那么我们把它们除去以后怎么办呢
？So what we do after we get rid of all of these?
如果我们看二十三节的话
，If we look at verse 23,
他说又将你们的心智改变一新。并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理、仁义和圣洁。
It says to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
那么这个改换的一心，就是好像三十二节所讲的。
And so this to change your to have new attitude in your mind is just like what is mentioned in 32.
然后三十二节讲到，并且以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里面饶恕你们一样。
In verse 32, it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you."
所以我们看这个恩慈、怜悯和这个饶恕，这三个美德是从神而来的。
So all these virtues, kind, compassionate, and forgiving, all come from God.
圣经讲到，虽然我们的过犯，虽然我们的罪恶，但是神因为他的怜悯，他赦免我们的罪。
The Bible says, even though we are full of sin, but God, out of His graciousness, forgive our sin.
那么圣经教导我们要学习耶稣基督的榜样。
The Bible tells us to follow Jesus' example.
而耶稣基督看到那些迷失的羊群的时候，他就产生那种怜悯的心。
So when Jesus saw the lost sheep, the people, He has mercy on them.
所以当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候
，As Jesus was nailed on the cross,
虽然他承受很大的痛苦
，Even though he was suffering a great deal,
但是他为那些钉他的人祷告
，But he prayed for those who nailed him.
他求神赦免他们的过错
，He asked God for their forgiveness.
什么是赦免
？What is forgiveness?
赦免，圣经讲就是神不再纪念我们的罪过。
The Bible says it's when God will no longer remember our sin.
那么诗篇103:12讲到东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离开我们有多远。
In Psalm 103:12 it says, As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
那么这里讲到神虽然我们的过犯，但是他不纪念我们的过犯。
So here it says, God forgive all of our transgressions.
所以在100-200年前，当宣教士到中国去宣教的时候
about 100-200 years ago, when the missionaries went to China.
那么当时的一般的中国人，那些没有信主的中国人，都认为耶稣基督为罪人赎罪，是不是一个他的做法，不是一个大男人的做法。
At that time, those non-believing Chinese think that what Jesus did for sinners is not something that a man would do.
那么有一次，有个中国的基督徒在一个宣教的医院，就向这些非基督徒来讲解这个赦罪的经理真理。
There once was a Chinese believer who tried to explain salvation to a bunch of non-believers in a mission hospital.
他说：“我告诉你，基督徒。”怎样去遵守这个赦罪的诫命
？And he said, "Let me tell you what Christians would do to follow this forgiveness."
他说，当你们有病的时候
，He said, "When you are sick,"
啊，你们就到来医院啊，得到治疗。
You come to the hospital to get treatment.
啊，我们就服侍你们。
We help you.
啊，我们就医治你们。
We heal you.
我们去关怀你们。
We care for you.
但是当你们离开医院以后
，But as you leave the hospital,
你们在别人的面前说我们的坏话
，You said bad things about us in front of others.
你们在外面攻击我们
，You slander against us.
但是后来你们又得到病了
，But later you get sick again.
你们又回到医院来看病
，You come back to the hospital.
我们还是照样的医治你的病。
We still heal you.
我们照样的还是关怀你们。
We still care for you.
这个中国的基督徒说，这个就是赦免。
And he said this is forgiveness.
所以一个信了耶稣的人
，So for believer.
我们圣经里面讲到，他的生命必须要改变。
The Bible said his life must change.
第一，他污秽的言语一句都不可以出口。
He must not utter any more unwholesome words.
他应该讲那些能够造就人的话。
He needs to say things that build others up.
那么叫听到的人能够得到益处。
To cause benefit to those who hear.
那么第二，一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，而一切的恶毒，应当从我们中间除去。
And secondly, get rid of all the bitterness, the rage, anger, slander, brawling.
那么要以恩慈来相待，存怜悯的心。彼此饶恕。
Be kind and compassionate to one another and forgive one another.
要我们在神的面前重新祷告。
Let us bow ahead and pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you've given us.
天父，求你帮助我们 能够在生活上成为你蒙你喜悦的人。
And help us to live a life that is pleasing to you.
让我们的生命有改变。
Help us change our lives.
让我们的言语有改变。
Change our speech.
让我们的言语成为别人的祝福。
May our word become the blessing to others.
我们把每一位弟兄姐妹朋友们交在你的手中。
We lift up all brothers and sisters and friends in your hands.
求你的圣灵帮助我们。
May your Holy Spirit help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.